when you decided to go to college and to law school, did you know how to do this process?
No, I had no idea. So I went along about, I guess, in my senior year to talk to the high school superintendent, Clarence Davis. Later, he was president of Cameron College, now Cameron University. I told him I wanted to go to law school and needed his advice or whatever about how to go about it. He said, well, I don't know. I graduated from Oklahoma A&M. The only state law school, public law school, was at the University of Oklahoma. And he said, Luther Eubanks is a county attorney, and I know that he went to the OU law school. Why don't you go down and talk to him? He could give you some advice. So I did. I went down to the courthouse and went to see Luther. And Luther, wonderful old country guy, maybe later on was a state house member. But he took a liking to me, I guess. He said, not only will I advise you about how to get into law school, but I will take you up there. So we got in his old car one day. It's an old, I think about a 1937 Plymouth. And Luther was probably making, you know, $200 a month as a county attorney. We drove to Norman. But on the way, he said, listen, I think we ought to go by Purcell and see Jim Nance. He said, you know Jim Nance? And I said, no. He said, well, he's your boss, really. He owns the Walters Herald. At this time, he was the editor of the Purcell Register and also was the speaker of the Oklahoma House of Representatives. Well, I didn't know any of that. But he said, let's just go by there. So we went by, and sure enough, Jim was right there at the Purcell Register office. Luther said, here's a boy that works for you down to Walters Herald. He wants to go to school at Norman, and he needs a job. Jim Nance, who'd never set eyes on me, he and I never saw each other before, and we didn't again for years and years. He picked up the phone, and he called the president of the University of Oklahoma, George Cross. And then he called Fayette Copeland, Dr. Fayette Copeland, who was the dean of the journalism school, later named after him for a while, Fayette Copeland Journalism School. He said, I've got a boy here that works for me down at Walters. He needs a job as a printer because he wants to go to school. I didn't meet George Cross that very trip, but later did. And he remembered me, remembered, of course, powerful Jim Nance call. And he'd always say to me, George Cross, who was a wonderful president of the University of Oklahoma, how's our old friend Jim Nance? Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I hadn't seen Jim Nance but that one time. But I always said, oh, yes, he's doing fine. We also went to see Savoy Lottenville, just a fabulous person who's head of the University of Oklahoma Press. He and Luther had been wrestlers at an undergraduate school at OU, but they didn't run their own printing. So he had no jobs for me, but we later became very close friends, Savoy Lottenville and I. We went to see Fayette Copeland, the dean of the journalism school. There was no openings for printer, which paid a lot more, the Oklahoma Daily at the university. So he got me a job in the journalism library that first semester. And he also took me in his home. I lived in his home, the dean of the journalism school, for a week before the dorms opened. The dorms hadn't opened yet. Eventually, there came an opening, a job down in the print shop. I worked there for, I think, about 5 years or more. By the time I got to law school, I was the dean's administrative assistant, and I had a scholarship or two or three. So I finally was able to quit printing the last 2 years I was in law school. Many years later, it's this kind of interesting thing. After I was long since out of the Senate and living here in New Mexico, this must have been, 8 or 10 years ago, I got a letter from the journalism school, then called the Fayette Copeland Journalism School at OU. They wanted to award me their Alumnus of the Year. And would I come and be the speaker at the annual banquet and receive the award? I wrote back saying, yes, I will. But I'd never taken a journalism class. I'd never been a journalism student. And that kind of worried me. Then a few days before the event, a woman called me from the journalism school, I guess just to be sure I was coming. Then I decided, well, I better tell her. So I said, yes, I'm coming and all that. But, you know, I should tell you that I'm not a graduate of the journalism school. I never took a journalism class. I worked turning out the Oklahoma Daily as a printer, and I worked in the journalism library. I knew all the journalism students and leaders and the editor of the paper, and I knew all the faculty because I delivered the mail to the faculty at the journalism school. but I'm not an alumnus of the school. And there was kind of a long pause, and then she said, well, that's all right. That doesn't matter. I'm sure it did, but they list me quite proudly on their website and there at the school as a graduate of the journalism school.
How long after you went to Luther Eubanks that he became a federal district judge?
Let's see. I was elected to the Oklahoma State Senate about a year and a half out of law school, representing my little home county, Cotton County, where Luther was from, too, and Comanche County, where I was then practicing law in Lawton, in 1956. Soon after I went to the Oklahoma State Senate, Toby Morris, who had been the district judge, resigned and was reelected to Congress. So there's a vacancy in state district judge in Lawton. The way that worked was the governor appointed to fill a vacancy, and then you ran later. Luther and a friend of his, Tom Walters, asked me to see if I could get Raymond Gary to appoint him. So I went to see the governor, Raymond Gary, and Raymond appointed him, state district judge. Then I was elected eventually in 1964 to the United States Senate. The way that works is a senator from the state where an office is located, so it's not where the person's from, a senator of the president's party from a state where the office is located, so we're talking about federal district judge or U.S. attorney or U.S. marshal, actually makes the appointment. The mechanics of it is, you say to the president and to the attorney general who you want, if you're the senator of the president's party from that state. And unless there's some bad FBI report or a bad ruling by the Judicial Selection Committee of the American Bar Association, that's who name they send to the Senate for confirmation. And the mechanics of it is, if, for example, the president were to send some other name, the Senate Judiciary Committee will never, ever take the name up for consideration. It will never be confirmed. Now, that's a very narrow thing. I mean, it has to be of the same party as the president and so forth. So the effect is that the senator names that person. Where you have in a state, as we did then, two senators of the same party, they rotate it. And so the first vacancy for a federal district judge after I became a senator, it was Mike Monroney's time. He was the other U.S. senator, my colleague. And then, later there was a vacancy again for U.S. District Judge for the Western District of Oklahoma, located in Oklahoma City. So I chose Luther Eubanks, and of course he was appointed by the President and confirmed by the Senate.
What a nice thing. I mean, here you had that initial contact, and he drove you to OU, and then to be able to have that happen for you.
And he made a very good judge. It's the funniest thing. You know, I have a relationship with the Faculty of Law of the University of Granada in Spain. And I'm a fellow in Associated Residential College there in Granada. To become a judge in Spain is a very, very tough process. I mean, a tough process is required. It's like getting a doctor's degree. You've got a heck of an examination, and you've got to have a long record and so forth, and be approved by a commission, special commission. People ask me, and I have kids ask me that too, you know, how do you get to be a federal district judge? And what I used to say facetiously is, if you're interested in that one of these days, being a judge, pick out some young person that you think may become a U.S. senator later on and be really nice to them. Help them like crazy. It worked for Luther Eubanks.
Yeah.